This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
So, Bismillah, walhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Allahumma allimna ma yanfa'una wa anfa'na bima allamtana, innaka sami'un mujibu du'a. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min ilmi la yanfa' wa qalbin la yakhsha wa nafsin la tashba' ودعوة لا يستجاب لها ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. It's so interesting that dua, supplication, or sometimes the word prayer is also used with it, is so much related to fasting. And it's so much related to the month of Ramadan. And hopefully what I am going to be saying, that you will, some of you, or inshallah all of you, will know what I am alluding to. When you go to the Quran, and you go to the Surah Al-Baqarah chapter, the cow, and in there you will see where the order of fasting and the verses about Ramadan, that you hear it a lot, and especially in the next few days. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. The month of Ramadan is the month that the Quran was revealed. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talk about that, in between the month of Ramadan and that the fasting is an obligation, and then there's like a break, if you want to use this in the Quran, meaning there is an ayah, a verse, and then continue the subject of fasting. Basically, in the second part is what to do and not to do. But what is in between, which is so interesting, and I'm sure, inshallah, all of you know, or alhamdulillah, if you don't, now you are learning. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي. Allah is talking about fasting. Allah talking about that it's 30 days, and when you finish the 30 days, you will be tukabbirullah, you glorify Allah, and you will be grateful. That's the ayat, the verses of as-siyam, of fasting. Then immediately what I just recited to you. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي. And if my servant asks you, and Allah here is talking to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي. If my servants ask you about me, right? That's a question. And then immediately, indeed, I am near. Inni qareeb. Immediately. Qareeb, I'm close. Ujibu da'wat al-da'i idha da'an. I respond to the caller of the one who calls when he calls. And then, falyastajibu li. Let them respond to this. Meaning, Allah is asking me and you, subhanah. And Allah is the glory. Allah is the glorified. Allah doesn't need me or you. He is saying, I am, the meaning of, I, Allah, am ready to respond to their dua, to their supplication, to their asking, to their need. إِذَا دَعَانِي. If they, only thing is, let them do it. I'm ready. I want to respond. Then, in the same verse, فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي. Let them respond to this call. SubhanAllah, let them respond to this call. وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي. And let them believe in me. And here, believe is belief. And also, let them have belief and yaqeen and certainty. I'll respond. And they will get guided. So, dua, supplication, asking Allah is absolutely an integral part, is one of the ingredients of the month of Ramadan. It's part of it. It's not only fasting, it's not only reading Quran, it's not only Taraweeh or all of the above, but include in it, and don't forget, is dua, is asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also so interesting, Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam taught you and me and us that one of the conditions, or one of the state or status, where the dua, the supplication, will be granted. الصائم حتى يفطر. The person, the fasting person, she or he, till as long as they are fasting, till they break the fast or end their fast, their supplication is granted. Subhanallah. So dua, supplication, is absolutely part of Ramadan. And I am so glad and grateful to the organizers that absolutely they put it as one of the challenge or Ramadan prep challenge. And why is that? Because it is so easy, subhanAllah, to make dua. But look at us, all of us. How frequent we do that? And when do we do that? And I will say about myself, how miser I am. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only when I need Him. Only. So if I am fine, I have no problem, everything is going my way, where is my dua? That's the question, that's the challenge. I will add to the number of dua, which is absolutely a beautiful training way, but also in it, when do you make this dua? When? Are you, say to this to yourself, are you, when you are absolutely have no issues, everything in that day is going the way I want. You are sitting, let's say, before Ramadan, eating your favorite meal or drinking your favorite drink, tea or a coffee or anything. Is in that moment you make a dua? How often? Or the common is when things doesn't go well, when I am in trouble, when I am in need, when I am sick, when I have an interview tomorrow, when I'm applying to this college or to this job, that's when I sit down and I raise my hand and beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That shouldn't be the case. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the verse I shared with you, He didn't say when they need me. He didn't say when they need me. He said, if they ask you, I'm close, let them ask me. And I and you are in need to make dua. And please pay attention to this point. We need to make dua when we are in prosperity way more than when we are in need. Why is that? Because when I make dua, when I remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in time of prosperity, I'm grateful. I am grateful to Allah because I remembered Him in a time when many people don't remember. And the more grateful I am, the more Allah will give me. And that's a well-known cause and effect verse in the Quran. وَلَئِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you are grateful, I'll give you more. وَلَئِن كَفَرْتُمْ. And if you are ungrateful, إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. My and Allah's punishment is severe. And this is actually in the same chapter, Surah Ibrahim, where beautifully was recited before we started. One of the most beautiful dua and one of the most beautiful intimate munajah, talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala between Sayyidina Ibrahim and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ تَعْلَمُ مَا نُخْفِي وَمَا نُعْلِنْ. Ya Allah, O my Lord, O our Lord, you know what we say in public or what we are showing, وَمَا نُخْفِي, and what we keep it hidden. وَلَا يَخْفَى عَلَى اللَّهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. Allah, nothing is unknown for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what we need to do in this week, so when Ramadan comes in, inshallah, next week, Ya Allah, make us live till we get to Ramadan. We are ready. And we are ready in what? Number one, we are ready in having the dua, making a dua a habit. Habit. May Allah forgive me and may Allah forgive us all. But I'm going to give you an example, a parable. Each one of us these days, this day and age, how often we look at our phones? Allah only knows, right? 150 times per day minimum, some in one of the studies. 150, 150, just looking. Looking, not meaning you got a notification, just looking, checking without a notification. 150. It's almost 2.5 hours. How many times we do dua? How many times we ask Allah? How many times we're grateful to Allah? So let's, in our challenge, if the organizers allow me, not only the number of the dua, as you will say, how frequent? Can you beat the 150 minutes? Can you make it part of your day, your daily activity? Not only when I sit down and ask Allah, no. In my daily activity, I'm getting to my car, I am eating, I finished eat, I'm going to take a shower, I'm going to bed, I woke up, I'm talking to a friend, I'm texting. Can I make this? Can I make dua, supplication to Allah, asking Allah, part of my life, in every moment, in every situation, I'm happy, I am grateful, I'm asking, Ya Allah, lak alhamd. That's dua. I just made a dua. Ya Allah, I'm so grateful. Ya Allah, please make things easy. That's another dua. I asked Allah. And if you look at the word dua, and any time you study anything related to this beautiful deen, look at the word itself. What does it mean? And what does it mean linguistically in the Arabic language? And what does it mean in Sharia, in our Islamic law? What does it mean? The word dua is actually calling. Calling, da'a. And that's what Allah call. إذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب أجيب دعوة الداعي, the one who calls me. So when you call someone, da'a in the Arabic language. Dua in Islamic law, literally is an act of worship. الدُّعَاء هو العبادة. الدُّعَاء هو العبادة. Learn this. So don't look at dua, a supplication, asking Allah only when I need or I'm grateful. No, it's an act of worship. See, you're fasting. Those of you, alhamdulillah, who met the challenge and fasting today, right? You are, if you're still fasting, you have fulfilled an act of worship. Alhamdulillah. Those of us, alhamdulillah, who Allah facilitated and we prayed today, that's act of worship. Raising my hand and yours to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by itself is an act of worship. I will be rewarded because I am asking Allah. See how generous is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's one of the manifestation of His name, Al-Kareem, the generous. That I need Him. I need something. I'm desperate. And I lift my hand. I did not even yet ask. That action by itself, an act of worship, I will be rewarded. Let alone, Allah will give me what I want. What a beauty. So, الدعاء هو العبادة. الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام said that in a hadith by Imam Al-Tirmidhi, that الدعاء itself, supplication, is an act of worship. Why should we make dua? Let's say I don't need anything, nothing. Alhamdulillah, everything I need, Allah gave it to me. Why? By itself, also, look at it this way. It's an act of obedience to Allah. Dua, supplication, is an act of obedience. Who said so? Everything I'm going to share with you, Allah said so. وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمُ دُعُونِي أستجب لكم. Allah said this in Surah Al-A'raf. وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ, your Lord said, أُدْعُونِي. It's an order. فِعْلُ أَمْر. It's an action to be done. It's an order. أُدْعُونِي. Ask me. I'll respond. Then Allah said in the same verse, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِي. Those who are يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ, they are arrogant. عن عبادتي, those who are arrogant, they do not worship me. And the worship here is a dua. Because Allah in the beginning said, call upon me, ask me. Those who are arrogant and then don't want to ask me, سيدخلون جهنم داخرين. الدعاء هو العبادة. الدعاء, asking Allah, is an act of worship, number one. Number two, it's an act of obedience. So not only worship, but it's an act of obedience, which is another act of worship. When Allah said to me, don't eat because you're fasting till Maghrib, I am obedient to Allah. That's an act of worship. When Allah say to me, ask me, I am doing it because even if I don't need anything, I'm doing it, I'm obedient, I'm obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, what a beauty is this. Asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remind me and you. And if anything, the COVID, this whole last year, taught us all, young and old, educated and not very educated, physicians, doctors, hospitals, leaders, what did it teach us? How weak we are. And I'm saying about myself, how insignificant I am. That one virus changed my life completely. How insignificant, how weak I am, how no control I have. Subhanallah. Inshallah, this feeling will stay with us because this is how we get close to Allah. Dua serve the same way. Asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds me that I don't have power. I can't change things. Can't. I am unable. I need Him to help me. Ya Allah. That's what we say. And in general, again, Allah is exalted. But to give you examples from life, make things easier for us to understand. When do I call for someone for help? When I can't do it. When that person, he or she, can do it better than me. So when I'm lifting my hand, regardless what I am asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my hal, my status, saying, Ya Allah, I can't do it. Ya Allah, I'm weak. Ya Allah, I need you. This by itself is another act of obedience to Allah. And Allah said it in Surah Fatir, Ya ayyuhan nas, antum al-fuqara'u ila Allah, wallahu huwa al-ghaniyyu al-hamid. Oh people, you are the poor, the beggar, the beggars, the destitute to Allah. And Allah is al-ghani, the rich, have everything, doesn't need anyone. Al-hamid, the grateful, that whatever you do, He's more grateful. Dua, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the means to move away, to remove, to push the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And look at this beautiful hadith of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. You and me, if you ask me one thing first time, I say yes. Second time, yes. I'm very generous. 10 times, I'm going to say yes. By the 11th, I am going to get unhappy. That's human nature. In general, we don't like to be asked. Look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَنْ لَمْ يَسْأَلِ اللَّهِ يَغْضَبِ اللَّهِ مَنْ لَمْ يَسْأَلِ اللَّهِ يَغْضَبْ عَلَيْهِ أَوْ يَغْضَبُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ The person who doesn't ask Allah, Allah will be unhappy, angry, upset with him. You want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be happy with you? You don't want Allah to be angry with you, ask Him. Another manifestation of the name of Allah, Al-Kareem, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. I don't need Allah, but I'm asking Him, so He's happy with me. I don't need anything. A'udhu billah, it's not I don't need Allah, I always need Allah, but I don't need anything physical at this moment. But I'm going to ask, because it's an act of worship, because He will be happy with me, because I will be rewarded. Remember this. This will really help you in this challenge. Change the way you look at the dua itself. One of the things that dua will do, and this is something we all need, it will prevent calamity before coming. It will prevent calamity from coming. And that's another hadith of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. And he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, the meaning of that being careful is not going to prevent destiny or qadr. لا يغني حذر من قدر، والدعاء ينفع بما نزل وما لم ينزل. الدعاء will benefit what decree has already happened or not yet. And calamity meet دعاء. And they almost like, if you want to use this word, fight. And دعاء usually push it. دعاء push calamity. And this is not after it comes. If I don't want calamity to come, remember, it's, think of it this way. It's coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the دعاء comes from me, goes up. They meet in the heavens. So the more I am in a state of دعاء, before anything happens, those that is going to come and hit me are being pushed by my دعاء. What a beauty. It prevent, it push away calamity. One of the most beautiful spiritual, and this especially in Ramadan, especially in the last nights, 10 nights of Ramadan, feel it. Feel what is really دعاء. What are you or I am in fact reality are doing? I'm talking to Allah. I am literally talking to Him. Subhana. Al-Qawiyu, Al-Azim, Al-Aziz, Al-Alim. Me, the sinner. The one who Allah knows. But I am talking to me and He allowed me. It's a personal presence between you and Allah. And it's a presence, it's a personal dialogue and discussion between you and Allah. I remember very well, and this was very powerful when I heard it. Probably like 16 years ago, it was one of the non-Muslims who embraced Islam, and he was a Catholic, and he was explaining why he accepted Islam, and he said, what really struck me, that Islam is the religion. I don't need an intermediary between me and God, and I don't need special time and special places. I found this only in Islam. Where wherever I am, I can talk to him, him, capital H. And this was so fascinating. The man accepted Islam, became a Muslim and became a very famous da'iyah and caller to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's a munajah. It's a munajah. It's a beautiful, personal, private dialogue with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the beauty of dua, you know what? How many times you have seen people and says, please pray for me. Somebody going to Mecca, someone is fasting before they break their fast, please pray for me. Or you are going for an interview, you turn to your mom or you turn to your friends and say, please pray for me, let Allah make it easy. It creates a beautiful relationship between Muslims. And one of the times that the dua is granted is when you make a dua to your brother or sister and they are not with you. الدعاء بظهر الغيب. So when you lift your hand and you're in that moment and you're making dua for yourself and you say, Ya Allah, for all my family, for everyone who hurted me, for everyone who I hurted, Ya Allah, give them what I am asking. This creates a beautiful feeling between the Muslims. Beautiful. If you want to stay steadfast, steadfast in your deen, on this religion, in this turbulent time, in this time of fitan, this time of tests, and trials and confusion and right and wrong becoming so difficult to differentiate, one of the means to keep you steadfast, asbab with tapat, they say. It's one of the meaning to keep you strong is dua. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything I'm saying to you is either from the Quran or from the Sunnah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said this in Surah Al-Baqarah, the cow, you will read it in the first night. وَلَمَّا بَرَزُوا لِجَالُوتَ. Right? ولما برزوا لجالوت وجنوده قالوا ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوب قالوا ربنا افرغ علينا صبرا وثبت اقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. Allah said this in Surah Al-Baqarah, when the soldiers with Talut, when they met Jalut with Sayyidina Dawood, they all met Jalut and they were much more in number, and of course you will feel afraid and you were feeling need. What did they say? Use dua. رَبَّنَا أَفْرِغْ عَلَيْنَا صَبْرًا. Ya Allah, make us patient. أَفْرِغْ عَلَيْنَا. Pour on us patient. وَثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَنَا. Keep us steadfast. Ya Allah, نَسْأَلُكَ الثَّبَاتِ. Ya Allah, we ask you steadfastness. Subhanallah. And it is when the more you are in dua, and that goes with our challenge, the more you are in dua, the more you are telling yourself, and of course telling Allah, and Allah all knows, that your iman is strong, because you know you have a Rabb, you know you have Allah, and you know He listens, and you know He responds. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Quickly, I'm going to go for something just to remind everybody. What should I do to make sure that, or to increase my chances that Allah will respond to my dua? They call it adabul dua, etiquette, etiquette of dua. Number one, have no doubt, Allah is listening and Allah will respond. Have no doubt. Allah is listening and Allah will respond. And Rasul alayhi salatu wa salam said, also in a hadith in al-Tirmidhi, ud'u Allah wa antum muqinuna bil ijaba. Ask Allah and you are certain that Allah will respond. And I'm sure this question is going to come. How do I know Allah responded? Allah responded in three ways. Give you exactly what you asked, exactly what you want, He will give it to you, but not here in the Akhirah. Or because of this dua, He moved away or lift away from you a calamity. But when you lift that hand, rest assured, have no doubt that Allah is listening and Allah will respond. As one of the authors, or it says about the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, they say the dua, this supplication, Allahumma inna anta tara makani, Ya Allah, you see my place. وَتَسْمَعُ كَلَامِي, and you hear my saying. وَتَعْلَمُ سِرِّي وَعَلَانِيَتِي, and you know my external and my internal. That's what status I want. I know He's seeing me. I know He's listening to me. And I know He will respond. Then Allah is going to give it to you. Subhanah. Don't rush. Wait. He will give it to you at that time when it's good for you, whether in this life or the hereafter. لا تستعجلوا. Don't. And Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam also said, hadithan al-Bukhari, يُسْتَجَابُ لِأَحَدِكُمْ, you will, your dua will be responded, will be granted, as long as you are not in a rush. And they asked, Ya Rasulullah, how can we be in a rush? He said, يَقُلْ لَمْ يُسْتَجَابُ لِي. He says, that person says, I did the dua, but he didn't answer me. Don't say that. That's not the etiquette of dua. Our Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam teaching you and me, don't be in rush. Don't rush. Allah al-Hakim. That's how I say to myself all the time. Allah is the wise. He knows when to give me. He knows when to give me and what to give me in the right and the best time for me. Don't rush. He will give it to you. And remember, the fact you raised your hand, this is your act of worship and you're obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Try your best. This is difficult. The next one I'm going to say is difficult, especially these days when we are so distracted. Try your best to bring your heart and focus when you are lifting your hand. Sayyidina Umar, he used to say, أنا لا أحمل هم الإجابة ولكني أحمل هم الدعاء. I am not worried that Allah will respond, meaning I know Allah will respond, but I am worried about how I am making the dua, how I am asking Allah, where is my heart? Where is my focus? Think of it this way. When you are, and this is a very good example I was taught. When you want to focus in your dua, think of yourself in this situation. You are in the middle of the ocean, alone. Don't know how to swim, hanging to a piece of wood in the middle of the night, middle of nowhere, asking Allah how you will ask. That's what you need. Train yourself. So the challenge is not how many only, is how frequent and in which status you are. And learn, by the way, if you are crying, if you cannot remember what you want to ask Allah, then your dua is already granted. That's mean if you are in the right status of supplication, of dua, the dua is already granted. The doors are open. Subhanallah. And don't make dua in, don't, that what you are asking for, don't ask anything that will make Allah unhappy at all. Well, they hurted me. Well, they did this to me. You don't know. Don't say anything. Say what Sayyidina Ibrahim said when he was thrown in the hellfire. What did he say? He did not make dua against them. He said, Hasbi Allah wa ni'mal wakeel. Allah is enough for me and the best I rely on. Don't you make at all any dua against anyone. Anyone. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if they hurt you, to forgive them and to guide them. If they betrayed you, that Allah guide them. Because if everyone make dua to the others and we all become good human beings, what a beautiful life we will live. In the 2 minutes left for me, choose the moments and the best times of dua in Ramadan specifically. And I'm going to focus here on Ramadan. When you are fasting, all the day you are fasting, don't forget your dua. One, as you are breaking your fast, in your sujood, أقرب ما يكون العبد لربه وهو ساجد, the closest the human being to Allah in sujood. You're so close and you're so humble and you're in the lowest part, showing Allah your poverty. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in sujood, before salam, in salah, before you say salamu alaykum, after the salam, in before fajr, in the later time of the night, when, if it rains, at the time of rain. All these are times of special times when dua is granted. Friday, don't miss it. It's Ramadan and you're fasting and it's a Friday after Asr, that window between Asr and Maghrib. And scholars all agree that there is 1 hour in Jumu'ah. Most of them said it's between Asr and Maghrib. If any human being ask Allah, it is granted. Allahumma ja'alna mustajab al-du'a. Ya Allah, make us among those who you grant their du'a. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka anta as-sami'u al-alim. Wa tub alayna, innaka anta at-tawwab ar-rahim. Ya Allah, accept from us. Accept from us that minimum, that's little that we are doing. Taqabbal minna, innaka anta as-sami'u al-alim. You all hearing, you all knowing. Wa tub alayna, Ya Allah, accept our repentance. Innaka anta at-tawwab ar-rahim. Sayyidina Ibrahim made this dua when he was building the Kaaba. Last thing, and I will close here. There's two kinds of dua. Don't forget, this is easy. Will make your life very easy. There's called dua al-mas'ala, a dua that you are asking, dua of need, dua of asking. You want something from Allah. But there's another one, dua al-ibadah, that you are making dua out as an act of worship, meaning you're not asking Allah anything. For example, subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Salah ala al-Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. All these are dua al-ibadah. And Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said, whomsoever is or get busy by the dua of al-ibadah, by this acting of Allah, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a form of worship, and forgot what he needs from Allah, Allah will give him. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك صلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه تسليما كثيرا جزاكم الله خيرا
جزاكم الله خيرا دكتور حيفا